in Northeast Pennsylvania.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we have some live performances from Poison Love. Well, we're having a special edition of Now and Then today. It is our Radio Catskill Fall Fun Drive, and there's a lot of ways that you can celebrate. I mean, when I was coming to the station today, and I drove down 17B, and I drove on Route 52, and just the trees, so beautiful, just orange and yellow. Fall is everywhere around us, and it's a gorgeous time of year. And, you know, I've got my radio on. It's great. I'm in the car. And I just love it. And this radio station is a part of the beauty that we have here in our area. And one of the things that I love about it is that I can invite some of the most amazing local talented musicians, singer songwriters, and bring them to you live here on Now and Then. And today I'm really, really excited to have Poison Love here live in the studio. So Poison Love, that's kind of a scary name, but if you've never seen Poison Love before, it's Joanne, and she is singing and playing rhythm guitar and guitar, and Dan is on, I'll call it a violin. He might call it a fiddle. I don't know. And he has a beautiful tenor voice. And they play often as a duo. Sometimes they have expanded, though. And on today's program, they have Sammy Alexander is here on percussion. So I'm looking forward to introducing your music to our audience. Say hello.
Hello, Kathy. Thank you for having me.
Hello, everyone.
So before we dive into a deeper conversation, if I can persuade them to talk, they have just released a recording, a whole CD of original songs. How many tracks are on here? There's 12 songs on this CD. It is a full album. It was released on October the 1st in 2023. The Poison Love Band is called Wild Ride. Okay, so, you know, we don't know what that means until we hear the song. So we're going to listen to it right now. This is Poison Love. This is the title track, Wild Ride. That's beautiful. That song is called Wild Ride. It's the title track to the new release from Poison Love Band. So I'm looking at the CD and it says, quote, their music reflects the spirit of this rural environment. And I love the way you put that. So what does that song mean? What is that song about?
Well,
yes.
When we were younger, everything was a wild ride. And I think our lives, all of our lives have been a wild ride.
But, okay.
But in getting older, I think that a lot of fear creeps in. And we're afraid to take those risks and chances that we did when we were younger. And the song is talking to that, to people of my generation who maybe don't want to come out at night to listen to some music or to dance or to do all the fun things that when we were younger, it was a wild ride. And there's no reason to not keep it up.
That's beautiful. I love
that. So that's where that came from.
Well, you lived that life because you and I, Joanne Brinkerhoff and Dan Brinkerhoff, we have met each other out there in the wilderness of live music, you know, and you guys are so active as live performers here, right here in the Catskills area. So, this is your first release.
Yes.
So I'm very curious, the history of your band together. Before we get into that, you know, just kind of the condensed version, what is Poison Love? When I think of the spiritual and the beauty and the folky nature of your music, and I'm going, there's kind of a hidden stinger in there somewhere. You know, she's got something to say. So Poison Love, how did you come up with that name for yourselves?
Well, I think, you know, not to be too serious, but it's kind of about duality, like
No, that's my song. Okay. No, I do have a song named Duality, but
okay,
I haven't trademarked it yet.
Let me talk about my dogs. They're out in the car. They're very nice. No, I think it is about the whole picture.
Poison Love.
Yeah. We're not shying away from, you know, whatever.
Yeah, we don't shy away from the sad subjects. I always tease and say that most of my love songs are about bad love relationships.
Yeah, if we were in Vegas, we'd have a terribly hard time of it.
I mean, it's not all happy and flowers and sweet things out there. There's a lot of pain, and we want to address that. And,
you had talked about the fears that comes. Mm-hmm. It depends if you – there's a lot of ways you can talk about aging – old age, you know, that's my least favorite term, maturing, you know, because different people reach what I think of as a mature age in different decades of their lives.
Yes, that's for sure.
So I myself am amazed how happy I am, you know, at this point in my life in a way that I hadn't anticipated. When you're talking about life is such a wild ride when you're in your 20s or teens or early 30s or whatever that time is for you, you know. When I would think about, oh, God, someday I'm going to be 50. What's that going to be like? You know, I never anticipated that I'd be as happy as I am now. And part of the things that makes me happy is the richness, mm-hmm. not only the natural beauty that we have here, and I know you write about that. You write about the world that we have here, but it's the rich culture that we have here. And it's only been growing since the pandemic. I mean, the population is, we got a whole bunch of new people coming in. So, the idea of local music and live music and, WJFF Radio Catskill is a platform. And I began broadcasting in 2010. That's like a lifetime ago. I had no prior experience. And I came in and you know, it took me 10 years to figure out. No, I took to it pretty well. And now it's such an important part of my life. And it's one of the ways that, I contribute. I'm a volunteer here at the station. And a lot of people, you know, if you're interested in what's going on here at Radio Catskill, there's a lot of opportunities to volunteer. But if you like what we're doing also, you could also support us during our fall fun drive, which is happening right now. And so we are raising $50,000, and we're about halfway there. And by next Saturday, we have a lot of faith in our audience and in the understanding of how important public radio is here. So I would like to ask that you make a donation now. You could actually call us on the phone. We're here. You could talk to us. It's pretty cool. No, seriously, 845-482-4141. Call now and make a donation. You know, I've been on the air all these years, and it means a lot to me when people respond, you know, especially during when I'm actually on the air. You know, it means a lot to me. It's a great encouragement, but it also, we share a common value in the richness of our culture. You can go online and make a donation at wjffradio.org. You know, you can make a one-time donation. We're good. We love that. You can do a monthly sound supporter. It just depends on, you know, what your budget is like. If you want to contribute $10 a month, we're thrilled to hear that. You can also do that online at wjffradio.org. And I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then, and you're listening to Radio Catskill, and we've got some live musicians in the studio, and they haven't been playing and singing. We've talked a little bit. So I would just love to hear a live performance from Poison Love today. So, Joanne Brinkerhoff, you write these songs.
I do.
You do. You write all these songs, and you and Dan Brinkerhoff perform together. So how is it when you write a song, Dan, do you get to revise the lyrics?
Oh, I never revise lyrics. They come.
Thank God.
They come as a finished product. And like she'll say, I wrote a song today, and I say, okay, and it's done.
Oh my God, that's an ideal marriage right there. I mean, that's paradise.
Well, I think that.
That's great.
Well, this next song we're going to do is about man-women relationships, not our marriage.
Okay.
Well, don't get me wrong. It's not about
no,
us.
A lot of times Paul Simon will write a song about some guy who's working in a car wash. It's not about him.
Yeah.
I mean, so you got some precedent there. So what is the name of the song?
It's called Show Me a Good Time.
Show Me a Good Time.
And actually, when I write a song, I write it with Dan in mind. I can actually hear his voice in my head.
I can hear his voice in my head,
you know,
too. And very distinctive voice. I'm sure you've heard, you sound like Neil Young sometimes, a younger Neil Young.
Yeah, I've heard that, of course. And
so, and you also have a percussionist with you today?
Yeah, that we have Sammy Alexander, who was instrumental in getting us to get this CD produced. And it's not a CD, it's a recording.
It's a recording. You call it a CD, an album. I call them albums because that seems to be sort of timeless. But we keep talking, and I want to hear you play. What's the name of the song?
This is called Show Me a Good Time.
All right, Show Me a Good Time.
Yeah, this is the man speaking first.
And the chorus is the women's part.
Poison Love live in the studio. Show me a good time, even if it takes all night. I love it. Oh, that's a great feeling. That was really good. Oh, wow. So, yeah, you have fun when you play, don't you?
We do. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so what was it like recording this album? You mentioned earlier that this man here on percussion, Sammy Alexander, produced or engineered. How would you refer to this? He engineered.
I produced it. Because,
you produced. Engineered? Separate?
Engineering was separate. We had a sound engineer, Joe Loftus from JL Studios. He was
excellent.
Great. Yeah, he did a good job.
I thought the CD sounded really good.
Thank you.
So how long did it take you to put 14 songs together?
There's 12 on the recording.
12. Yeah. 12, yeah.
These are not all, some of them are fairly new, but I would say over the last 2 years, most of these songs were written.
That seems like a lot of songs in a short amount of time.
We can put together many, many more CDs.
So you write on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's what I do.
What's that like?
Are
you alone? You're by yourself when you write a song?
You know, the biggest inspiration for me writing a song is actually my dogs.
No way.
Our dogs.
Uh-huh. Don't take that personal, Dan.
No, believe me.
No, it's true.
I'm used to that.
It's true.
I know your dogs.
Taking the dogs out for a walk and having that space of getting away from electronic devices, getting away from the house, getting away from my other work. And just being out in nature with the dogs, I mean, just ideas flow. Living where we do by the river, the whole Calicoon area.
The Delaware River is so beautiful.
Walking along the train tracks, walking along the river. I mean, everything comes from that.
You have a song in Big Dreams, Little Town.
Yes, that song was written about and in Calicoon.
I love that song.
Yeah.
I know that's on the CD. We had talked about, you know, playing a little bit more from the recording. That recording was just released in October, on October the 1st. Mm-hmm. It just came out. People, this is like a premiere here. So tell us more about that. Where can people find that?
So you can find it on poisonloveband.hearnow.com.
Here Now?
Yeah. So Here Now is...
As in H-E-A-R?
H-E-A-R-N-O-W.
Here Now.
So poisonloveband.hearnow.com.
Very
and
cool.
Then you can get all your stream... We're on all the major streaming venues.
So I mean, you're talking like Amazon?
Everybody. Amazon. We're talking about Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora. We're on all the streams.
You know, it's interesting. It's very hard to make a living streaming from streaming music. So when I ask people to support musicians, you know, if you really like somebody, buy their CD, you know, because you just get, you know, micro pennies for streaming. Although, you know, the idea of people knowing who you are, going out to hear live music is so important and getting that kind of support. So a lot of times, a lot of musicians that I know just say, you know, I just want to release something. I don't expect to, you know, be able to support my musical career from what I've released, but it makes people aware of me when I go out to play live.
Exactly. And we love to play live. So,
oh, you do love to play live.
We do.
Yeah.
In fact, the way we put this CD together, we did it so quickly because we were playing live all summer. And all these songs we were playing live, so it was like a nonstop rehearsal. Uh-huh. And then we got into the studio, and we laid down 12 tracks in one day.
Oh, my God.
It's unheard
that's,
of.
Wait a second. And, you know, just to sing 12 tracks in one day, I mean, you know, just – and they were live. These were live. So what kills me is playing the guitar and singing in a studio is one of the most high pressure things I've ever personally experienced because I've done that. And when you're playing and singing, you know, if you can't punch in the voice as easy, you hear the guitar through the vocal microphone or you know, it's just weird. It has to be good. It has to be right on. It has to be live.
We have a really fortunate situation in our band because of the rapport we have.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody's getting weak, that definitely happened. I mean, we were soldiering in the middle there.
I can't imagine.
And then my fiddle pickup died, and I with the fiddle, if you pick up a different fiddle, it's like really difficult to play.
Oh, my, absolutely.
But I just, and these guys, they said, okay, you know, they don't get upset with me. And I don't get upset. Well, sometimes I do with my wife, but not very often.
Not
but
when
anyway,
she's writing
there's
songs.
On stage a little bit. But we have a great rapport. And, you know, it's strong.
Wow.
We can go through things. And that's everything.
So you said on this recording there's a slide guitar. Was that an overdub or was that live?
No, I was just going to mention that we were so lucky to have Pat Churchill with us during this entire recording. And he added so much with his lead guitar work, and he was doing the slide guitar on Wild Ride.
And that was also live at the same time?
Yeah. Yes.
Some of these were one take.
Oh, my God.
The only thing we overdubbed was the
bass. Well, because you've
been
rehearsing all... Oh, okay.
We overdubbed the bass.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so unusual.
Because
right
Sammy,
there.
For some reason, just cannot play the drums and the bass at the same time.
He's got four... He's got two arms and 2 feet. I don't understand what's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean...
Try
that,
a
so
harder.
You did the bass too, which, you know, that's such an unusual. I mean, the bass is usually one of the basic tracks that gets recorded before the guitars get recorded, but in a live recording. But you see, the thing is that you had been playing for 3 or 4 months nonstop. Well, not nonstop, but I know that you've played significantly in very many places here in
Ohio. Yeah, yeah. Well, we're also been pretty regular at weekly open mics at Rafter's Tavern on Sundays and on the Creative Compound on Monday nights. And then
I love those.
We've been just playing all around the area at restaurants and outdoor events, which was a challenge this summer with beautiful weather during the week when we weren't gigging, and then rain for every outdoor event we ever had.
But all those performances made a dream in the studio come true. My gosh. Well, I want to hear another song from the CD. And we had just talked about Big Dream, Little Town. Does that sound like a good candidate that you'd like people to hear?
Sure.
All right, from Poison Love Band, they've just released an album. It's called Wild Ride. And I love this song because... of all the songs on here, when I read that title, I said, I know that song. All right, so this is called Big Dream, Little Town.
Thank you.
That song is called Big Dream, Little Town. That's from the Poison Love Band off their recently released Wild Ride album. Okay, so I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then here on Radio Catskill. And we are having our fall fun drive. And we're not only celebrating the leaves turning, but we're celebrating live music and the incredible culture that we have here, right here in the Catskills. And I count Radio Catskill high on that list. High on that list. Did you like that song? Did you like the music that you heard earlier live? I think these guys are great. They come in and they just perform for you here live on the radio. Where are you going to find that? You're going to find that on Radio Catskill. So that's why we need you to, you know, support us. We're having a fall fun drive. We're halfway to our goal next Saturday. And, you know, it's a Saturday afternoon. Maybe you're in your car. Or, you know, but if you're near some device where you could make a donation right now, you could do that. You can go to wjffradio.org. And, you know, it's all over the website. Just click the button and make a donation. We need your support to stay on air. Or you could make a sound supporter, you know, $10 a month. That's not too hard. If it's possible for you, we would love to have you sign up as a sound supporter. Any way that you think you can contribute. You know, contribute. And it's, we got a studio full of people here today. I mean, it's crowded here. You know, we got all these musicians. Jason is here. You know, you can actually use the phone and call us. We're here. We can talk to you. Tell us.
Yeah, I'm mainly staying in the office because I'm trying to get any calls that come, but no calls have come through so far.
Calls? Support.
So we're halfway through Now and Then. It's a phenomenal show every week, and we have phenomenal guests this week. So please do call in support of all the great work that Kathy Geary does for you on a Saturday afternoon, hanging out with you and bringing you great music, living up to the name of the show, some new music, some old favorites, and always learning something and always a great hang with Kathy Geary on your radio. If you can appreciate that and you got something to give, please give now. 845-482-4141. Go to WJFFradio.org. Donate. WJFFradio.org or 845-482-4141.
Nice. All right. So Poison Love is here live.
I just wanted to also chime in with that because this is an amazing radio station. It really is. We've listened going cross-country many times to a lot of different public radio stations. But this one is especially amazing. And Kathy, really, your show is like, I've been listening to it since it started. And I listen to it all the time. But it's really about the local culture and supporting the arts and supporting live music. And, I'm so grateful that we have it here. We want to continue with that. So.
Thank you. That, know, I feel the sentiments, exactly the same sentiments. So just one more time, if you do want to make a donation, please call us 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. So,
you know, I bet you my wife could write a song to prompt people to send money. She could write a great song about that.
Oh, no pressure. God.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, art for art's sake, or we're money grabbing, send us no art for art's sake. Art for art's sake. Ars art, how does it? Grazia, ars, whatever. But
Latin? The Latin?
Yeah, the Latin. No, art for art's sake. I can't quite remember it. But the freedom of expression that public radio offers when I put a show together, whether I'm live here in the studio or if I'm at home at my kitchen table. And honestly, people, sometimes I'm still in my pajamas with coffee, pre-recording a show. No one tells me what I can play. No one tells me what I can't play. I have to play music. That's the deal. I have a format. And as long as I stay inside of my format, and my format is singer-songwriters, legendary singer-songwriters, living, dead, singer-songwriters encompass an incredible extensive genres of different types of music. But I am free to come in here, and I can invite Poison Love to play. I can play the Pretenders' newest album. I can give you Ed Sheeran's Autumn Variations and tell you why it's based on Elgar's 14 variations, Enigma variations. You know, and no one reins me in. No one's, Kathy, that's too much. oh, no, no, that's too strange. Nobody's interested in that. Why are you? You know, I have found an incredible rapport with an audience and to be able, and I am just incredibly grateful for the time that I have been here on the station. And it's a vital part of our community from my perspective. And I don't mean that egotistically. So anyway, enough. Keep talking. And we could actually be hearing some music.
Okay.
Because they're all sitting there with your instruments in their laps. And,
yeah.
You know, I can tell they're poised to play another Poison
we're
Love.
We're poised in love.
Poised to poison love us again. So the complexities of life, the realities of life, love is can be joy and pain. It's a poison love. We don't know.
Yeah, we're going to do another song about hard times and
oh gosh,
marginalized people.
Oh,
and
God.
I wanted to say hi to Jason's mom.
Oh, okay.
She's out there. I just found out.
Yes, she is.
All right.
We know she's listening.
I remember they used to sing together on
well,
JFF,
you know,
some of the shows they did.
Jason Dole was just on air a few minutes ago. He's our programming director here at the station. And, yeah, he's had quite a rich history here at the station, as we all have. So what's the name of the song, Joanne?
This song is called Put Up a Fight.
I love that. Put up a fight. All right.
The words will speak for themselves.
All right. This is Poison Love Live. You're listening to Radio Catskill. Thank you. That's Poison Love live in the studio. I love that song, Put Up a Fight. So, you know, you guys are like really on. How about another one?
Oh,
just wow. Do another one. I mean, you know, let's go with it.
Okay.
I mean,
sure.
I love it. So I had never thought.
Oh, yeah.
What do you say?
When I used to get it.
They're still figuring out what they're going to do. I love the idea that the reality, the hard reality, I had never thought about that aspect of your music. It's incredible now that you mentioned it. It changes the way I hear it.
Okay. Well, keeping in that theme, we're going to do another one like that.
We don't want it to be too hard, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, we soften
we
it
do
up.
Write some songs about flowers and love and peace and all of that. But, but right now, the way I'm feeling these days, I want to sing the darker stuff.
Well, you know, it's good to experience that in song and art and music because then it prepares you for when you encounter it in life.
That's right.
Is true.
Right. Yeah.
Plus, I also love a sad song. Or whatever.
Okay, this one's called When I Used to Give a Damn.
Oh!
Can I say that on the radio?
Well, you just did.
That's not one of the seven words you can't say on the radio.
I haven't seen that modified list in a long time.
Okay.
It does cross my mind occasionally, but I think you're within the bounds.
All right.
My friends. All right. This is Poison Love Live and When They Used to Really Care.
Okay.
Used to get up early, be out the door, I used to be in a hurry. Ain't no more, I wouldn't stay up late, even when I can. No time to smell the coffee, take a ride, no time to walk with my baby by my side. Used to try my best to be one. Gotta break loose, gotta get away. Nothing's for sure, not even one more day. Losing time, I'm a desperate man. Say I can't do it, but I know I can. I used to work real hard when I used to give a damn. Circles, never look back. This old train gonna run out of track. You think you got no choice, so you don't even try. Light my fire before it burns out. I'm gonna spend all my money. There ain't no doubt I'm gonna use it up good, or I kiss it goodbye. You got time, you never wonder why. I'm losing time, I'm a desperate man. They say I can't do it, but I know I can. I used to work real hard when I used to give a damn. I can't do it, but I know I can. I used to work real hard.
than I used to give a damn. I used to work real hard when I used to give a damn.
Yeah, Poison Love live here in the studio. Thank you so much. Great energy on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So the one before that was Fight. What was that? Put Up a Fight?
Put Up a Fight.
So, yeah, these are like, wow, these are hard songs. There's a phrase I would use. Yeah. Countering something head on.
I call them songs with an edge.
Songs with an edge. I really like it. And when I think of the genre of the musical style, which is very mountainy, with a fiddle and the guitar, you don't normally hear these types of lyrics in this genre of music. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I mean, they're hard lyrics. They're real life and a mature perspective. It's just really good.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
They come from the heart and from our life experiences. And
well, now you've been playing together. We talked about this earlier a little bit, and I want to hear some more about that. But before we do, Jason Dole has entered the situation here.
Yeah, we've heard from a couple of folks supporting Radio Catskill during Now and Then afternoon.
Oh, so good news. Thank you so much. Good news.
To Marianne O'Seal, thank you so much for making a call.
Marianne.
Even while driving. And
well, I didn't mean to encourage any kind of dangerous activity.
Marianne is actually a musician in retirement, which you can imagine is not the easiest thing to navigate. So that just speaks to the level of her commitment to Radio Catskill that she's making such a generous donation at this time. So thank you so
thank
much, Marianne.
Thank you, Marianne.
And
we
also
really
we
are grateful for your support.
Elaine Bennis for making a donation in honor of Radio Catskill. So thank you so much, Elaine. So there you go.
Thank you to both of you, Elaine. Does that ring a bell?
No, I was just thinking of the Elaine Bennis from Seinfeld.
You know, I thought about that too, but I wasn't going to say anything. Is that a pseudonym, perhaps? Or did we really like hit somebody's nerve?
I don't know. Maybe it's the.
It's pretty soon you're going to be doing songs for TV shows, and you can credit all that. That one day I was on Radio Catskill.
Yeah.
They sound slightly anti-Semitic to me. These words.
Okay, anti-Dentite.
So, wow, that's really fun. So I love the energy that you bring when you play together. And Sammy's like a part of the band at this point. He's been playing with you for these past few months.
No,
I've been playing for several years.
Off and on for 6 years.
So, but Sammy, now we're getting... I'm curious. I've seen them. I've seen Joanne and Dan, Poison Love as a duo quite a bit. Where are you? Do you... are you a full-time musician or are you,
so I play also in another band, bluegrass band. I play upright bass, Black Sage Project, and I also play on my own and have a studio besides.
Well, it's great to have that kind of community where you can have that kind of life.
Yeah. But I've been playing with Poison Love for a long time. In fact, you know, we met 6 years ago, but we were in a total different genre of music. We were playing the contra dances and
Cajun
music, and I was playing upright bass for quite a while. And then once in a while, I'll bring my upright bass and we'll play together.
I'd love to hear that.
I'll do that.
So the bass on the album, that was all electric bass?
It was electric bass. I didn't play the bass on the album. That was Pat.
He did that too.
Churchill dubbed in the bass
and slide,
and we did that in the last 2 hours of our 10-hour session for one day.
Oh, that's just killing me. But you know, if you've been in the studio, you know what he's talking about. Otherwise, don't worry; it sounds great.
And I said to Pat, "Do you want to play? You know, you want to keep doing this? You want to come back tomorrow?" And he's like, "No, let's get it done.
Let's get it done.
Let's do it." And and he
he's a trooper.
Went through
he's
it.
Yep, very good.
Well, we have enough time to maybe hear one more song from the CD. I'd love to hear a little bit more about how you came together and how your music evolved, but I don't know if we have enough time to really get into that in any meaningful way. We've just got a few minutes left.
Yeah, you can play Trainwreck.
So there's this song called Trainwreck. Now, I haven't heard all the songs on the CD, and I haven't heard Trainwreck yet, so I'm holding my breath.
This was from Calicoon. She wrote this in Calicoon.
It was actually written on the train tracks of Calicoon.
I love that old train depot in the center of town and those tracks. And it may sound crazy to people that don't live here in our area. There's no passenger trains. The only trains that use that, they're in the middle of the night and they're like, you know, cargo type trains. You'll hear the distant whistle. But, there's train tracks running right down the middle of Calicoon, which has an upper main street on one side of the tracks and lower main street on the other side of the tracks.
They really have an other side of the tracks, part of town.
Other side of the tracks, part of town. It's Calicoon. So, once again, from the Poison Love Band, from their new album just released called Wild Ride, this song is called Train Wreck. There's a train wreck coming. That song is called Train Wreck. From Poison Love Band, from their Wild Ride album just released on October the 1st. So here we are on the Radio Catskill Fall Fun Drive. You know, it's such a pleasure to have you guys here in the studio with me today. Thank you so much. Incredible energy in your live performances.
Thank you so much.
It's good to
have. Yeah, I really, JFF has kind of saved my life many times.
Well, that's a testimonial right there.
It really is, because like, I remember sleeping in my barn. I had four dogs, and there was a donkey that would keep me up all night.
Oh, no.
And I slept through the winter up there a few years. And Jonathan Mernid would come on, because he was a night guy.
Yeah.
And it was he always got me.
Oh.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, that goes way back.
Well, if you know, everyone has a personal story, maybe that's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So if any of our listeners, if that resonates with you, that story, I'd like to encourage you to please make a donation now during our fall fun drive. You can actually call us on the phone. There's people here today, 845-482-4141. Or you can visit us online, wjffradio.org, and you can make an online donation. And I know that you will, because we're only halfway to our goal. We do have to raise $50,000. And, you know, it all goes for good purposes, I swear. And keeps us operating, keeps us broadcasting on a 24/7 basis here from Radio Catskill. And so if you have already donated, thank you so much for your generous support. It really does mean quite a bit. So one more little farewell. It's been Joanne and Dan Brinkerhoff and Sammy Alexander here today, the Poison Love Band, live in the studio. They're wonderful musicians. Do you have anything coming up immediately that you could share with us?
Well, I think our schedule is actually on our Facebook page, Poison Love Band, and www.poisonloveband.com. I know we have a gig coming up on November 3rd at Rafter's Tavern.
There you go.
Yeah.
Rafter's Tavern, and that's
Friday, November 3rd.
In Calico.
In Calico, New York.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, excellent. Well, once again, it's been such a pleasure.
Thank you, Kathy.
Having you here on the program.
Thank you, Kathy.
Appreciate it.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the live music on today's program. I hope you're well, and I hope you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.